This year is brought to you by Eshel Publications. Eshel Publications is a non-profit organization dedicated to disseminating the Torah and Mesorah of Rabbi Aaron Lapiansky and his Rebbeim. Please consider donating at eshelpublications.com to help us continue our mission.
The guy in the middle of Dagon Mervava, and then we saw a little bit about the Malachim, the Dagon Mervava Shalom, I believe, the Mice of Nikah, the Mice of Osher Malachim. And now he says, the Kolol Kan, So the description of that he gives over here to every chelik of the guf, so to speak, is a description of all the levels of olamis that happen that are there. The shir kaima refers to the dargis of malachim. Not enough of the dargis of higher worlds and lower worlds. So these are not the spheres of through which HaKadosh Baruch Hu acts different and hagis, but it's the different levels through which the things filter down. And we'll explain later, each one is connected something else. So he says, Kol Asher Kaima, Kisei, Neshames, Malochim, Srafim, Chayos, Oifanim, Rekim, Vehaolam, and Vehaaretz. Those are the different dargis from high to low. This is taken Be'erev from Yecheskel, where you have all the different levels of Malachim, who are higher, who are lower, and so on. That's the general structure of it. You want to take a look, let's take a look at the footnote. It brings very important material. And the footnote 226. So there's, if you look at the Goyim's listing over here, you have Kisei, right underneath the Kisei on the Shamis, and right after the Shamis, you have Malachim, Srafim, Chayis, and Fanim, and Rafanim. So Lechura, just glancing at it, it appears that the Neshamis are higher darga than Malachim. All types of Malachim are under the Kisei. So he brings a few Mekairis that deal with it, and I think it's just very interesting that we'll go through it. Mevur the Neshamis Kairis Malachim, obviously that's the Mahalach. But I am Mishai Kedusha, the Reb Chaim Vital, Chele Gimel Shar Beis. Lodas im nishma sa'odim doilam alachim eloi. So Reb Chaim Vital presents a question: is the neshama of a person bigger than malach alone? In naima shalom gadol malachim, lama lo yordu gama malachim boilam hazel esabi sheguf nefesh. So why don't the malachim, if Adam is bigger than a malach and he comes to this world dressed in the guf nefesh, why shouldn't the malach? To say the opposite is Yevsha, because you find in all Medrashi Chazal the opposite. Chazal say, who's bigger, the person watched or somebody else who's being watched? So Malachim are there to watch us, so they're the ones that are there for our tachlis. So it makes them bigger and more chashev than us, obviously. So you have all of these different descriptions of how we are more superior than Malachim. So that's the question as Reb Chaim Vital puts it down and he poses it. Because of Levi Advar, so Reb Chaim Vital writes, Kihine or machzav aneshomas pnimi ve'olyin me'or machzav ma'olachim. The oir of the shirish of the neshomas is more pnimius and elyin than the or machzav ha'olachim. V'lachayne meshosav, and that's how ma'olachim are the meshosav and neshomas. So And then he also adds, So he says a lot of nice things. What he doesn't say, however, is the answer to his question. He brought down that there's a stira in Midrash and Chazal and Psukim, and also he posed down a question. He said, if we're higher than the Malachim, then why don't the Malachim come up to this world dressed with a kuf like we do? So there doesn't seem to be, on the surface of it, a resolution to that issue, that question. So I think what Reb Chaim Vital is saying is as follows. A neshama itself is really murkav of two different chalakim. There's the chalak pnimistic and shirishtik of the neshama, and that is something which is higher than anything else in this world. And the defining factor that he's pointing out is that there is no gap between that neshama and the Ribbono Shel Olam. There is no emtsoi. So when malachim are kol kulei emtsoi, malachim are chetimtzu to bring something down. They're not shayach to that. So we're shayach to we're a darga that is directly as brachah. But that's mitzad the shayus and pnimis of the neshama. Mitzad, the outer layer of the neshama, that's lower than malachim. So the neila, it is the malachim that are there for our sake. We are the primary rutzin for HaKadosh Baruch Hu's bria, but the malachim, they don't have a layer as low as our lowest layer, and they are not as high as our highest layer. I believe that Reb Chaim Vital is saying that the neshama comes in two parts, mitzad the sheirish and mitzad the chutz. Mitzad the sheirish, we are higher than anything else. Mitzad the chutz, we are lower than malachim. And that's where you get that resolution of the steer between the two.
Is there a strong havamina over here as far as who's higher, malachim or bnei adam? I know on a superficial sense, we look at malachim and we say they're almost like, we can't touch them. They're fiery, however you would describe a malach in a superficial sense. But lemaisa, the Ribbono Shel Olam created the world for the sake of bechir chafshis. And there's only one being that has bechir chafshis. So why is the whole discussion, why is this discussion?
Because the question is, so add up all the pieces. Who's bigger? Hagufa, Lamashal. If I were to say that Reuven is on a much higher rank socially than Shimon, but Shimon lives in the king's palace. So we're going to need to answer something. Why this split? In other words, the different Chazals point out the godless of Malach versus godless of Adam. Well, which one is it at the end of the day? If we're higher than Malach versus Bechira, why are we lower than Malach and we're missing something else? So the answer that he's trying that I think Hanukkah is giving is, the Shema has been two parts, Sherish and Gilui. It's the Sherish Shabbai, it's not about anything else. It's the Gilui Shabbai, and its manifestation, it is lower. I think that's what Reb Chaim Vital is the Maisa answering over here. He brings the Nefesh HaChaim, who's very famous to ask this question. And the Nefesh HaChaim says the following. Nefesh HaChaim Sha'ala Perikut Kosa. Well, Pizay Yavor Pesha Dova Be'inyan Shinu Deyas Shemigo Shadnasal. The Mokar Machlokis is a Reb Sadia Gaon and an Eben Ezra. Reb Sadia Gaon says, Adam is higher, Eben Ezra brings it down, and he says it can't be, and Malach is higher. And he says, the whole Echad Mishnah Dez may rise in Rosh Hashanah, because Rosh Hashanah brings things rise. So both of them are emes. Rak, b'chinas chalukim. You have to ask yourself from which mitzad, which chinah. And let's take a simple example. I just so I can understand when we talk about different b'chinas and different this and that. Imagine I have somebody who I think has potential to become a godladar. And I choose a very good malamed for him. I choose the best malamed there is. Now, there's an assumption that right now, the malamed is a much bigger than Chacham. This is kid, an obvious assumption. But me'idach gisa, the malach, the assumption is also that at some point this kid is going to be cheshved as malamed, and the way I resolve it is by saying a gemina between potential and actualize. So I look at this kid and I say, wow, this is an off the stars ilui. He's going to be the next I don't know what. But the malamed is teaching me right now has a lot more chachma than him. So we're going to look at a difference between potential to actualize. So Nebshaim says, a malach is on a higher dive than Adam. He bets in Mahusa, he begirdled to Shosa Kosasa Gosso, in Erev Vadimi Berian Klach. Malach is much more Kaddish and big and everything. Much Kasu de Zer Kaddish. Gracious men de Chanel on the Pashas to be Pirish by Yigal Kimna or Yoim. Asoga Samalachmi, Asog Doyle, Mashenki, the Mate, Masoga Shmir, Asog Shish, Asog Smadeg Matrina, Shabafi Sedek, Asog Smir. So there's a big between Hasoga and the two. B'shem HaMalach Makrevim Mekam Upeh Hashem Hasbaka Shemayel Tchila V'yad Shemayim Chotzva Me'emel Adem. So in all the inyanim of who is Tachlis on a higher Madrega, Malach. Omnam B'dava Echem Yisrin God La'odem HaMalach. There's one area where Adem is much bigger Malach. B'hu Halo'as V'iskashus V'ilomis V'akreches V'iris Echem B'chaberi. Rak Adam Levado Malava Mikashem Yaksa Lomas Urias Kakar Isa, Mahmashukol Kulam, was Gamal Maskala Aliyah with the substitution of Shasash Lokar Mas Adam Mishigamakova. So he says over here an extraordinary point, and it's a lot more complex than it looks. But let's understand what the Rahan Golosha says. If you're taking a snapshot of what is the Madrega, you say the Madrega of a Malach is much higher. That's when you're looking at every piece separately. And you're taking apart each piece, you're saying this Madrega is a much higher Madrega. But since the Ratzon of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and more than Ratzon of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Gilui of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Echad, is when all the worlds are put together and you get that big picture. Adam has in himself a maila of being able to be machlil, all of the Olamis, and putting it all into one, you know, making one out of it. And in that, he beats the Malach. in two ways. First of all, he's able to affect all their lamas and to bring them up to this madriga in a way that nobody else could. Every malach is its own koyach. So the malach referral can go and he can dump healing on a sick person. Al Kavriel can do this, that. But the ability to be makif everything, to bring it together, that shayach to Adam and only to Adam. And b'meila the malach ha-mesala. I want to give a picture of what that would be like, so that we can see something tangible. Imagine you have a tzibur, a wonderful tzibur of fine people. You have this huge Talmud Chacham, who is by far the greatest of all of them, but he doesn't have the ability to communicate with the tzibur in any meaningful way. So he's a very, very good person. The tzibur is doing its own thing, and there's no real kesha between the two. Imagine a man who comes along who is able to sweep the people in a way that will allow and is able to educate them in a way that they will gain a true ha'aracha of the person that of this Adam Gomer. So let's imagine, you know, when pre yeshiva world, so you had Chosh Rabban in America, you had a huge populace, but no shaykhist understanding or anything like that. So you had this wonderful big Rabbanim, you had this tzibur who is clueless, and there's no way Rabbanim could be mazdeh. The people didn't begin to understand the Torah, didn't understand anything. Somebody comes along who's a person that has the right skills, where he can explain to the door what's right, he can move the door along, and he can also give them an appreciation for these big people so that they could have a sheikhus with these big people. So now we're going to have a whole different world. In not only has this person affected all of the people meaningfully, but even this Adam Gadol now has a place in a society where people understand what he is. He has a marker. So there's a certain ilui in it, even for them. So Adam has in himself the ability to be kolel all the worlds in the Olam HaRuchni, which automatically means that Malachim, who are on the highest darga of Ruchnius, now have a place in the world. A world that's a very Ruchnistic world, that's full of Kedusha and good things, is a world that's also connected to higher-ups, and they, the Mela, have a different status than they have. That is what he's talking about. So the Chaim says that Adam has in himself the ability to be kolel, and the ability to be kolel, it's something that includes in it the ability to bring everybody into the fold, including the whole world lower down, which the Malach can't do. And the Mela, the Malach is including this, and the Malach himself is Misala because he's the full staff. That is pretty much what he says. That's the point he's making over here.
So Rabbi, that idea, klape, just in the sense of Ne Adam, would we say that that's how we would explain the Gemara that says, Yiftach b'dari kishmo b'dari, because there's people on different levels, but as long as you're able to, you know, lead your generation in the right direction.
The key word to that is the word b'doro that you just mentioned, in his generation. Reb Chaim Sholevitz used to say, there are very fascinating musishmos about, you know, each door being different. And he used to say the Vilna Goyen was not the head of his generation. The Nadi Guru was. The Vilna Goyen was above. So the Vilna Goyen stands in the big picture, the Polish sticker picture, doesn't stand in the party sticker picture. And therefore, you know, you would say, you know, the different kufis have different people. And it's not, the door couldn't be cold or anything. It wasn't shy to the door, it was shy to the door, it was shy to the thing. I want to go back also to the thing that he's saying over here, it's an important kuda. The Maharal says it also, that of all the tchunis that malachim have, the one tchuna, the difference between malachim and Bal Yisrael is malachim are one koyach. Bal Yisrael has the mid of koyil, being kol all the koyach. Let's take an example for it. So instead of the difference of the two, imagine you have three people. You have the president. You have the minister of defense, and you have a governor of a state, a governor of, let's pick a Montana or Wyoming. Just now, if we try to evaluate the three people. So the president of the United States is the most chashuv, and we'll leave out any cursory evaluations. We're talking about the theory of it. So he's the most chashuv. He takes care of all of America. The defense minister has a budget that's billions and billions and billions of dollars, tens of billions, hundreds, I don't know the numbers, and makes decisions that affect the life of millions of people around the world. The governor of Wyoming has a budget that's a fraction of the Secretary of Defense, and his decisions affect Wyoming. I guess it's the geyser or something, not much more than that. So if we're trying to evaluate the minister, the defense secretary vis-a-vis the governor of Montana. So the defense minister, secretary of defense is obviously a brighter, should be a brighter person, a sharper person. Many, you know, just simply the level of issues that it deals with is much bigger. But the ikatchuna of Hanhaga, the governor of a state, means that his main job should be balancing the different needs and pulls and pushes of the different people involved. He wants more money for education, he wants more of this for that, for tourism, and he has to say, no, we'll have a little more tourism, we'll have more money for education. We don't have enough education, I have good tour guides, whatever it is that it takes. So in the ability to see a cloistic picture, the governor is more similar to the president than the defense minister. So when you ask these type of questions of who is more chashev, who's on a higher madrigo, who's on this and the other thing, the problem is we're dealing with two very different areas. One is nitzad the nekuda to which this person is, what are we talking about? And the second thing is nitzad the type of inyan, what in the world are we talking about? It's not the type of Indian. Are we talking about an Indian of the kolel? Kadosh Baruch Hu is, when we say Hashem is Echad, the nekuda that we're most strongly describing is a nekuda of kol kuloi being one, everything fitting into place, and that's a tchuna that's shayach to Klal Yisrael. That's shayach to us. So that, I think those two are very inherent in that. And one more thing. Yeah, what you want to say?
So I'm not sure if I'm just misunderstanding a little bit of the Nekuda in the Malachim, and the following is maybe a very crude mashal, but Lemaisa, if they don't have Bechir Chavshis, as Kadesh and as Tahar and as close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu as they are, a Baal Chai is also just is a messenger of HaKadosh Baruch Hu to carry out a certain thing, you know, a lion, a tiger, a right. Cow, that they're made by HaKadosh Baruch Hu to carry out a certain mission. A Malach is the same way in a spiritual sense. So I don't know if I'm wrapping my head around this this comparison, the way Rebbe is explaining is that they have different contexts and different goals of what they do.
Let's take an example stronger. That we experience. Imagine you have two boys in a class. One boy is a very bright boy, a naturally obedient child, no issues at home, and like a tatale, he does well in school. He comes for davening on time, he learns and does very well. And his grades are the best grades in the school. I have a second boy who's got a rough time. He may not be as bright, he may have ADD, he might have a difficult home situation. And he's rolled up his sleeves and said, I'm going to do something. He may not have gotten to the point where the other kid is, but you look at me and say, there's a bigger gap here. There's a bigger mitzad. His ability to make things happen independent tells me that mitzad is a bigger gap. Bchira Chofshis is a gift that I can say that we're not on the same madrega a lot of in terms of how well we do in our tests and how well we perform as the mitzvahs, but there's something in our clothes to consider that's bigger than that. What we're trying to do is understand if we ask ourselves, who does more Vedas? We'd have to say, without unceremoniously, we. Who does more mitzvahs? I say, malachim, more good things, I should say, nice and tovim. But who's bigger? Ibchira chavshis in the sense that allows you to be a bigger person. And the fact that you're more doima, that's something I think that's the inquiry we're talking about. So it depends what you about. So, okay, who's the best bachur in the yeshiva in the class? I thought the word best is a loose term. Are we talking about the person who absolutely is performing in absolute sense the best? We're talking about somebody that should kind of say. I wonder if we missed one word that he says before. He says, this is in the Shai Ketusha. I want to explain this in the Kud of Banat Hashem Kechem. Banat Hashem Kechem is obviously it's a commonly used pasuk, it's a commonly understood term. So we normally translate it as a mashal, as chaviv, just like a ben is chaviv to you, so too. This is chaviv to you. But its real implication, and his barabbas on it over here, is a lot deeper than that. There are certain things that, lemasho, I caused A to happen. A caused B to happen, B caused C to happen. There's a certain chain of grama of the grama, which is attributable to me. In halacha, some grammar and grammar. There's nothing but I could say because of you, this happened, because of that happened, that happened, so. And there's also ma'asim I do. So let's say I help somebody and the person is not sliach, whatever it is, something happened. I teach somebody, so the person learns, knows, and so on. Those are all pe'ulas of mine. There's a certain, what's the right word for it? Cause and effect, step-by-step process. So always the thing that I did is going to be one step removed from me. I'm going to write something, so that's an expression for me, but it's not quite the way I feel it. And so children, bunim, are sort of carved out of the person's own metzias. And Bonim is the pshat. Bonim is the means there is no, you're not an effect of something else, collateral damage. You're not a chetimus of something else. Whenever I have a whole list of things, I have sort of cause and effect. And each one is further away. Each one just has a reason why I want it and so on. Here, Bonim is the means I am Kaviyotel the Etzim of Sayyidina Kodesh Baruch Hu. Because he wanted me, he created Malachim. Because he created Malachim, he created Tzrofim, because Tzrofim, Fanim, and so on. But understanding what's the primary rutzen versus something which is just ancillary, that's the difference between those two. Yeah. Okay, I think we'll hold it here. So that's the show next week. I hope that I'll be back. We'll be back normal pretty much. Okay.
Excellent. Okay.
Enjoy your vacation.
Maybe just on that last point. Save call save. Malachim have no independent avoida that they're doing. Meaning, even like the Vilna Gaon, that he's above us, but Lamaisi, he has his avoida and his own little shtetl and his little klois, may have no shaychus to us. Malachim are, you know, have no, they're limited to exactly what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants them to do, and Zehu, there's no avoida of theirs to compare to our avoida. Okay, fine. Yashar Koach, Rabbi, thank you very much. Have a wonderful week.
Take care. All the best.
Take care. Bye. Take care. Bye.